Hello? 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 Are we on? Okay. I'm sorry, I thought it was something... והחלק השני הוא הדיבה המוז, הדיבה שאין תהלס ונפשו. So, חלק השני is the Surim. No need to elaborate. That belongs in Halacha. החלק השלישי הוא הדיבור המוז. והדיבה שאין תהלס בלעודם בנפשו, ולא משמעת ולא מרי. It's something which has no real to-elis. Grave sipura moin masha'ir masha'hoya, chewing the fat, as they say, chewing the rag. Ve'ech minig melech pleni melech pleni bar moinim, ha'isasivas mois pleni. What goes on in this castle, goes in that castle, how did he die, oisha pleni. Ve'ele yikore etzal chomim sicha betela. But that's what we spoke about before. V'nema al rav talmid reb chia shew lo yisach sicha betela miyamov. U'mizachele gamken kshigana odam maila oyisha b'chisus ben shoysi midoysis oyisichlis. Now, let's this piece over here in Halacha, in the Rambam, he brings rav talmid rabbeinu akadish that lo yisach sicha betela miyamov. It's not mentioned in Gemara, but al kaponim, it's something that's the goyim say. Now, Reb Moshe Shapiro answered from him the reason. What's Rav Talmid Reb Chiya Shasach Sich Betel Biyamov? Like, what's this introduction of Rav Talmid Reb Chiya, or Rabbein HaKadosh actually? Is the one who's that's called in the Rambam, as the Moshe said, if a person doesn't know who Rav is, introducing him as Talmud Rabbeinu HaKadosh is not going to do it. So Moshe said, Pshat, this was many years ago. He had a whole maracha showing how in the Zohar HaKadosh it says in other places that Sicha Betela is the equivalent of Otsoa Serla Vatala. In other words, it says there's two brises. There's a bris of with the aver of the bris, and there's a bris with the mouth. Both of these are, in a sense, reproductive. One is kipshutoi, having children. One is content-wise. Whatever it is that I have inside me, my ideas, my knowledge, my understandings, my feelings, whatever it is, that all gets, and what's the right word for it? That gets that comes out and could possibly be molded. If I tell it to somebody else and the person's mekabel the idea and it grows on him, so it has a telada. And in that way, if it's shenantan levanecha, means it'll go on to next generation Eila Talmidim. When a person speaks diburim that are not productive, they're not moilit anything, those diburim are diburim betalim. And diburim betalim are something that are hefech of what Kedusha is. It's parallel. These are two koyches that Hashem gave in the Bria of Hailada, one physically, one ruchnias. A person can choose to, a person can do it levatola, in other words, bring it out in a way that it's not going to be matzmiach, will be not productive, and that's considered very bad. Rabbeinu HaKadosh, it says he was called Kaddish because his Kedusha and the Inyanim of Kedusha was tremendous, and therefore that's Rabbeinu HaKadosh. So Rav, who was a Talmud of Rabbeinu HaKadosh, his steinus in Kedushas HaPeh was a hemshech of his Rebbe's Kedusha. So Rav Talmud of Rabbeinu HaKadosh is that. I also heard, he also that time said, that's the Inyan. It says that a Mishnah, the Gemara says like this, an Amoira you can't say he meant something else. The Gemara says, "Hav lefrush, and Amir should have said what he means. We can't read into his words what he means." Atana, the Mishnayos are very brief. Mishnayos, without reading into it, you don't know what the Mishnah means. The Mishnayos are the Burim are the minimal necessary to figure out what it meant, but they're certainly not verbose in a sense of the word. So it says that so the Mishnayos Rabbeinu HaKadosh made, and it says Rav Tanahu Palik. In other words, Rav is somebody who has a Tanadik Halacha. So that's the second thing that we, you know, you see also this riachas of Rabbeinu to Rav. Akbar, I have to go a little early. I have a shir now today. There's for Yontif. So we have time for a quick question, and if not, that'll be it. Okay, so I guess this is the last time we'll be learning now. It's next week this time will be Mr. Rosh Hashanah. And in 2 weeks it'll be Erev Yom Kippur. So Agaparim, Agut Yar, Agaban Shiar, Aksiv Achsima Taiva, and the Mitzvah. Yeah, the Mitzvah Shem after Chazon, first Tuesday, whatever it is, we'll start. And if your travels bring you to Silver Spring for Chol Hamoed or something, to Washington area, so feel free, we're here, so feel free to come in. Okay.